Yeah, welcome back, everybody, to Penguin Radio. Oh, yes. 14-0 in Game 1, the mighty Dominicans over the Hawks in one of the great rivalries in all of sport. I'm talking Yankees, Boston, San Francisco, L.A., Hawks, Penguins. All in the same breath. You got that right. This is a big one. And Penguins' magic number is down to 1. If they win today in Game 2, after a 14-0 stomping in Game 1, if they win now, the Penguins are assured of first place in the NorCal pod and advance to the postseason for certainly the first time in a whole lot of years. Penguins went NC2A 11 years ago and have no championships to show for it in the NC2A era. Prior to that in the Cal Pack, oh, the Penguins won all kinds of stuff. If you've ever been in the Conlin Center, you've seen all of the banners up on the Eastern Wall. Can Juliana Santos and the Lady Penguins get it done this year? First things first, got to get started by winning this game today to assure themselves first place in the pod. First pitch to Lauren Lapinid on a hop off of the bat of Olivia O'Neill. 1-0 Penguins. Check it. No score. 1 out for the Penguins. I'm getting ahead of myself. Good play by Lapinid. Olivia O'Neill just turned on a fastball from Catherine Caravello. And a breaking ball is fouled back to the screen. Bailey Correa stands in. And Correa was 1-for-2 in the early game. Down the third baseline. It's a fair ball right over the bag. Caravello turns on her way. Or check it. Correa turns first on her way to second base with a stand-up double. So Correa with just the second extra base hit for Holy Names today. Stands at second with one away, Lindsay Widner, the batter. Widner takes high for a ball. Widner walked and struck out looking in the early game. And is ahead in the count 1-0. Correa, the runner at second. Top of the first in Game 2. A line drive to second. Christensen, from her knees, after she dove for it toward the bag, is able to go on to first and get the speeding Widner. Two down. And Haley Kissy. Oh, what a great play by Maddie Christensen at second. Holy cow. There's been a couple of defensive gems today. Kissy fouls it out on the first baseline and out of play. Nothing in one. Kimberly Walston, who starts in right field, will bat next. And in fact, she will bat as Haley Kissy just got nailed in the shoulder. So the hit batter brings up the right fielder, Kimberly Walston. Catherine Caravello has no line. Do we have a line on Catherine Caravello? Like the information on her. I Oh, here we go. No, there's not much there. Long fly ball, right field. Mott, check it. Porto, she's got it. So a long fly ball to nine to get things started. Well, as they did in the early game, Names threatens in the top of the first, but the Penguins get out of it. A couple of hard knocks, and that double by Bailey Correa, and then the hit batsman. Put him in good shape, but the Penguins' defense was a little too tough. Bottom of the first coming up, no score. Porto, Christensen, Ramirez, Penguin Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Penguin Radio. Game two. And Vanessa Porto, who made that brilliant defensive stop in the top of the inning, will get things started for the good old Dominicans here in the bottom of the first. Porto, a couple of knocks, a couple of runs scored. Had a great game one in that 14-0 blistering rout. And the Penguins put a hurting on the Hawks. Penguins' magic number to win the pod is one. And this is the one. And Porto takes upstairs. She's heading the count 2-0. Across the knees with a breaking ball, and Porto takes first strike 2-1. Defensively, for Holy Names, Sarah Garcia's in left with Cassidy Simon in center and Kimberly Walston over in right field. Porto takes outside black 2-2. It'll be Porto, Christensen, and Ramirez here in the bottom of the first. No score, everybody. Infield for Holy Names, Alyssa Serta at third with Bailey Correa at short. Olivia O'Neill at second with Sienna Cheshire at first. Here's the 2-2, popped her up. And across the diamond from short comes Correa, one away. Maddie Christensen to the plate. And Christensen had a pretty good morning, including the 900-mile home run she hit over the left field wall. I think it's still going, in fact. That was an hour ago she hit that thing. Still going. And Christensen with a 2-RBI bomb. And that, in fact, that home run that she hit earlier really put the Penguins out of reach. Then it was just a matter of getting to the mercy rule for the Penguins, which they achieved easily in the 14-0 routing of the Hawks. Christensen takes a strike on the outside black. Right-handed batter. Off-speed delivery is powered to center. To her right is Simon, two down. Just out off the end of the bat. She didn't quite get the meat of the bat on it. Christensen still manages to hit it a mile. But it's a little more than a mile over that center field wall. Juliana Santos is our in the first base coach's box. And Alexandra Shamo over in the third base coach's box. Krista Villanueva, the right-hander in the circle, gets a mound visit from the coach of Holy Names. Peyton Mott is on deck. Alyssa Ramirez, the hitter with two down. Nobody on here in the bottom of the first. Penguins want this one badly. Great rising fastball to Ramirez. Well, it was just low the whole way and then just came up into the hitting area at the last instant. A couple ways to play that pitch. Start it high and it goes higher. Start it low and it comes up and fools the batter. Very high, 1-1. Romero's the third baseman for the DUs. Mott is on deck. Romero's a wide open stance from the right side. Fastball off the outside part of the plate is fouled up and away. Romero's pretty good defensive player for the Penguins. In fact, very good. Where's number 24? Willie Mays' old number. Hammers it right field side and down the first base side and out of play. It's one of those interesting calls where the ball actually slices over the bag, crosses the bag in fair territory, but lands out. You hear those purists arguing that one for hours on end. Here's the 1-2. Villanueva staying away from Ramirez. Not a bad call as Ramirez can turn on something up and in and pound it out of here as the wind is now blowing out over the left field wall, although swirling quite a bit. Windy, rainy all morning. Third base side on one hop. Sert is up with it. On to first. 1-2-3 go the Penguins. As Serta with a pretty good play. That corner. Top two coming up, no score. It will be Serta, followed by Cassidy Simon and Sarah Garcia for Holy Names. And we'll have it for you right here on Penguin Radio. Stay with us. All right, everybody, we're back. Penguin Field at the John F. Allen Sports Complex here at Dominican University of California. Yours truly, Stuart Horn. Our athletics director is Amy Henkelman. And we are in the top of the second inning. Third baseman Alyssa Serta stands in and swings across the top of a breaking ball for a strike. Cassidy Simon's on deck. And a two-hopper up the middle finds its way to center field just past the outstretched arm of Lauren Lapinid for a base hit for Alyssa Serta. Caravello, the right-hander, on the hill. Or in the circle, I should say, not on the hill. There's no hill. Cassidy Simon, who wears zero. Her number is zero. Is that a number? She squares to bunt, and it stops in the batter's box, a dead ball. No, it's not. How could it? It was picked up by Salas in the batter's box. Our umpire, home plate umpire, pointed at it and declared the ball live. But it stopped in the batter's box. Well, now, that's what you call a perfect bunt. Salas could not make a play on it as it ended up in right field and everybody moves. Serta gets all the way over to third base on the play. Cassidy Simon stops at first with runners at the corners and nobody out here in the top of the second. Sarah Garcia will have a chance to score the first run of the afternoon all day for the Hawks after the Penguins win 14-0 in game one. Well, now the Hawks are in primo position. As Caravello is out there in the circle, surrounded by all of the infield. And Juliana Santos has come out. Quick conversation with all of the Dominicans. What do you think she said? No, I know you don't know, but what do you think? No one knows except them. I wonder. I'm just rhetorical. I wonder what she said. What can you say? Come on, let's get them. There's nobody out. Minimize the damage. Sarah Garcia to stand in, the left fielder. Tall left-handed batter. The wind is switching. It's come in. And Cassidy Simon fakes the steal to second. Salas throws down. Lapine gets the ball, but nobody was there. Nobody's going to challenge Salas after the throw out in game one. Salas is a gun, a total cannon. To second, Christensen's up with it. She comes home, a perfect throw. The slide, the tag, she's out. Serta comes in head first and never made it to the plate. The throw from Christensen was so perfect. Salas with a great tag and blocked the plate. And Serta never even made it to the plate. Salas applied the tag right on the helmet. Serta stopped, came in slow motion. It was such a perfect throw and such a perfectly applied tag, one out. Caravello. To Sienna Cheshire. So on the play, on the fielder's choice, Sarah Garcia ends up at first base. A breaking ball is swung on and missed. And Cheshire is even in the count 1-1. So it was a fielder's choice that found Garcia at first base, and that choice was made by Maddie Christensen. Sharply struck ball to her. She comes back home, and the Penguins with just another beautiful defensive play. Cheshire takes outside corner, 1-2. Olivia O'Neill is on deck. Outside part of the plate, 2-2. Cassidy, Simon, the runner at second base. Garcia at first, just one out. Boy, the Penguins are so stingy today defensively. They don't want to give the Hawks a single run indoors. Oh, it just almost nicked her. It did. No, it didn't. A called strike three. Wow. It was so far inside, it almost caught her. Her jersey. But called a strike, and the Penguins will take it. Cheshire gone looking. Two down. Top of the order, Olivia O'Neill. 0-for-1 in the afternoon game. Caravello, the right-hander, deals to Lapinid on two hops onto first in time, and the Penguins get out of another jam as Olivia O'Neill goes down 6 to the covering 3, and the Dominicans keep the defense. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Stay with us, everybody. Heading down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God. Welcome back, everybody. Peyton Mott will lead off for the Penguins here in the bottom of the second inning. Still no score. Cristela Villanueva, the right-hander for Holy Names, deals, and it's fouled off of the plate. For a strike, Shelby Cefalu. On deck, Lauren Lapina in the hole. Center fielder is Peyton Mott, right-handed batter, way up in the box. On a rope into left field, and Mott delivers a single to left in her first at-bat here in game two. Well, the Penguins scored early and often in game one. Two in the first, two in the second. And then 10 in the fourth. And that's rough. When you throw up a 10 spot, you got a pretty good chance of winning the game. Cefalu, her first at-bat this afternoon in the second game. Cefalu out of Manteca is a sophomore. Right-handed batter with one on, nobody out. She squares to bunt, and a perfect bunt down the third baseline, but Widner wisely lets it bite in the dirt and then kick foul on the third base side. Well, that looked like a good bunt attempt. That certainly would have gotten the sacrifice done minimally and maybe a whole lot more. Cefalu batting 146 coming into today's action. It was behind in the count, nothing and one. Left fielder, she squares again to bunt. First base side and foul off of the plate. Now she's got herself in a little bit of a jam as far as the sacrifice is concerned. Juliana Santos likes to get that small ball going early in the game. And then once a couple runs are in there, she likes to go big. 0-2. Cefalu does not square this time and takes outside 1-2. Penguins are stoked. Magic number is one. The junior, Peyton Mott, over at first base. Off speed is popped up first base side. Giving chase is Olivia O'Neill, but she cannot catch up to it as it just drifts over by the fence beyond the Holy Names dugout. Cefalu has new life. Fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Villanueva. In that first inning, didn't look like she had a ton of command. Here, seems like she's got her pitches together high, 2-2. She wasn't going to give Cefalu anything to hit ahead in the count 1-2. So she goes upstairs to see if Cefalu will offer. She did not. Mott at first, 2-2. Very low, it's full. Three or four really strange plays in that earlier game. In fact, one of them was Mott at first base with the bases loaded. Got called for leaving early. Third base side, on to second for one, and it gets into center field, and the Penguins get another break as Cefalu moves over to third. On the overthrow, the double play ball is muffed. Serta had it, but threw it low, and Olivia O'Neill covering second base couldn't handle it. Cefalu never let up. Check it. Mott never let up. Cefalu is at first. She hit the ball. So that's an error for Serta, as it turns out. Cefalu ends up at first base as a result. There's Lauren Lapined, her first at bat. Sure-handed shortstop for the DUs. Fouls it off of her own ankle. That's got to feel good, Sydney. Well, it's not as cold. At least it's not freezing like it was earlier today. Either way, though, when you take a full hack at it and foul it off your own ankle, that's got to hurt. Lapina behind the count, nothing and one, and has a sore ankle to prove it. Runners at the corners, nobody out. She squares to bunt. A perfecto. Back. Oh, nobody's covering first. It goes right back to Villanueva. But Olivia O'Neill from second base didn't get to the bag in time. And that allows Lapined a bunt single and an RBI because Peyton Mott scored on the play. Well, the Penguins have a little something going now. They've got one up on the board, still nobody out, runners at the corners. On the play, Cefalu. Let's see, everybody's left the field now. I think Cefalu ended up at third. Not positive. I'll know here in a moment. No, she's at second. Okay. So Cefalu at second base. Simple bunt by Lapined. Cheshire crashed in from first, and nobody was covering the bag. Lapined just said, thank you very much. I'll take it. Villanueva, she squares to bunt on the next play. Salas is at the plate. And Salas is thrown out, but everybody moves up. She bunted it, popped it up on the play. And Villanueva was able to grab it and throw on to first. So now there's one out. Cefalu to third. Lapined to second. Salas is going to be credited with a sacrifice. Alyssa Waltman now with runners at second and third. And takes outside Black for a called strike. Bella Romani's on deck. Waltman has a chance for a couple of RBIs with a little knock right here. One for three this morning, a run scored. And she flares it into shallow left. That scores one. Here comes the throw, and the second comes across. And Waltman delivers a bloop single into shallow left, two RBIs. Cefalu and Lapinid score, and now it's 3-0. And still just the one out for Bellarmine. Romani swings and cues it foul. Right off the tip of the bat. Oh, it looked good. Villanueva throws just hard enough, the D's are just completely dialed in on it. One strike on her with Porto on deck. A flare toward first that slices foul. Lands in play, but then runs across the chalk. And now it's nothing in two. Romani out of San Jose is a junior. The right-handed hitter takes up and in. That almost caught the bill of her helmet. Romani just stood right in there. I'd have been diving out of the way, one and two. One runner on, one runner out. Foul ball, third base line, and that would have been trouble. But just ran up the chalk and passed the bag. Count remains one and two. Romani walked twice earlier and scored both times. She goes with the outside part of the plate into right field and beats the throw. Kimberly Watson came up with it and just hesitated for an instant when she came up with the ball, or she'd have had Romani at first base. Romani hit it into right, but oftentimes, if the right fielder can get rid of it quickly enough, they can get that runner at first base, but not this time. So Romani has a hit. Waltman goes to second base, and now the top of the order finds Vanessa Porto standing in, who takes for a ball. Still just one out, three runs in here in the bottom of the second inning. Christensen is on deck. Line drive, third base side, not a play. One and one. Penguins lead is three. Again down the third base line on a rope. From Villanueva, that fastball, and Porto just an instant late on it. Porto for one in the afternoon. Led things off with a pop fly and a great get by Bailey Correa at shortstop. Right-hander Villanueva leans on the rubber, looks into Widner. Here it is. Low, and it's chopped towards second, a double play ball, but while they get the lead runner on the play, on the double play ball, the lead runner there was Romani. Olivia O'Neill couldn't, it wasn't hit sharply enough for the Hawks to turn two, no chance. So a fielder's choice and Porto is aboard. Romani on the front end of that double play attempt, two down. Runner goes, everybody comes off. The throw is down to third base, in fact. And Porto has it stolen. Christensen takes for a called strike. With two down, three in, and two runners in scoring position. Villanueva's keeping it very low against the DUs here in the bottom of the second. Villanueva, the long look in. High fly ball into shallow left field. Towards center, Garcia's got it. And Maddie Christensen just got under it a tiny bit. Well, the Penguins put up eight batters and have three runs to show for it as we go top three. It'll be Bailey Correa, Lindsey Widner, Haley Kissy, 2-3-4 hitters for the Hawks. It's 3-0 Penguins, top three coming up. Welcome back, everybody, to Penguin Radio. We are in the top of the third. And leading things off for Holy Names is Bailey Correa. She fouls the first pitch from Catherine Caravalo down the first base line for a strike. Correa, Widner, and Kissy here in the top of the third. 3-0 Penguin. She squares to bunt. First base line, it's a good one. On to first. Oh, and it just got away from Maddie Christensen. The throw is up the line ever so slightly. And Correa beats it out for a bunt single. That was a great play by Correa. She got it to bite in the dirt right in front of the plate. So Salas had to come up. And the tough part about a throw like that for the catcher is the runner's going right up the line. The right-handed catcher, as the next pitch to Lindsey Widner is called a strike on the outside black. So the trick for Salas is to get it to the bag, but don't hit the runner, because that ball's live if it comes off the runner. And she managed to get it around. Oh, third base line and foul by a foot and a half, maybe. Ramirez was way off the bag at third, as you might suspect from a right-handed hitter. But Widner turned on it big time and sent it into left. Luckily for the Penguins, though, it's just a dramatic strike. 0-2 outside, and now it's 1-2. But back to that bunt single by Correa. Salas got it down there to the covering Christensen. But Correa was right in her face when she received the toss, and it ended up on the ground. And Correa ends up safe at first with nobody out. Widner takes high, 2-2. Caravalo working very quickly. Line drive into left center, and that's going to run all the way to the wall. And this may be the first run of the day for the Hawks, as the throw in comes very slowly. And scoring from first is Bailey Correa. And for the first time today, the Hawks have scored an RBI double from Lindsey Widner all the way to the wall in left center field. She hits that 2-2 fastball and hit it a ton. Haley Kissy, who was hit by a pitch back in the first inning, takes up and away. 1-0. Walston is on deck. Three-one ball game, as the Hawks have scored their first run of the afternoon. 14-0 in game one, and now it's 3-1 here in game two. Widner had some sort of protective apparatus brought out to her at second on her right hand. Maybe she slides head first and she uses that to protect her hand. I'm not sure. Kissy squares to bunt, pulls back and takes. 2-0. Widner with the RBI double stands on the second base bag. Cassie, a wide open stance from the right side, hammers it into center field. Mott is up with it very quickly, throws all the way home, and a good one, however, missing the cutoff man, allows Cassie to advance to second base. So a single into center and advances to second on the overthrow. What do you do there? Protective throw all the way home. And now a circle visit from everybody. And Juliana Santos goes all the way to the line, the third base line, as Catherine Caravallo is done. And the Penguins are going to have a new pitcher. And when we come back, we'll have all the info for you. You are listening to Penguin Radio from Dominican University of California. Stay with us, everybody. All right, welcome back to Penguin Radio. Kehlani Medina in the circle for Juliana Santos. Medina comes in with a 3.82 ERA. Caravallo exits five hits and one run for the Hawks. But the two remaining base runners belong to Caravallo. First pitch is a fastball swung on and fouled third base line by Kimberly Walston. Walston is 0-for-1 in this afternoon game. She'll be followed by Alyssa Serta and Cassidy Simon. The bottom of the check in the top of the third inning. A 3-1 ball game, but a base knock here ties it. Walston squares to bunt, and at least one will score. Back to the circle. Medina comes up with it onto first, and the sacrifice is complete. Two down. On the play, Widner scores. Kissy moves over to third base. And now it's a 3-2 ball game. Pretty good work out of the Hawks there. Here's Alyssa Serta. Serta was caught on her way home by a perfect throw from second Maddie Christensen and a great tag by Salas. Serta takes a strike across the knees. Medina got a couple of good innings in this morning. Serta with a single, her last at bat, and the 0-1 delivery is low. And now it's 1-1. Medina, the right-hander, has a runner at third and a long fly ball to left field, and it hits the wall on a hop. Foul. Ali Serta pounds it, but it drifts and hooks. Foul. One ball and two strikes. Hawks have two in and a runner at third with just one out. Fly ball, left center. Mott on the run at the base of the wall. And that was deep enough to get that third run in. It's a tie ball game as Kissy scores. Ali Serta delivers the sacrifice fly. And with two down and three in, Cassidy Simon stands in. The Hawks are looking to deny the Penguins the title. Penguins win today, this game. They already won in the early game, 14-0. But if the Penguins can do it again here in the afternoon, they win the pod and move on, they guarantee themselves a slot in the postseason. Taking low, 1-1. I think. The scoreboard says 0-1. The umpire doesn't give a signal. To Christensen at second. Oh, she muffed it for an instant, but came back with it in time. Christensen with a great play. She muffed it for a moment, but stuck with it, didn't panic, and was able to come up with the play to get the Dominicans out of it. But in the inning, four hits and three runs ties it. And we'll go bottom three as the DUs will be sending up their 3-4-5 hitters in Alyssa Ramirez, Peyton Mott, and Shelby Cefalu. 3-3 ball game, Penguin Radio. Haley Kissi takes over in the circle for the Hawks in place of Cristela Villanueva. And she will face Alyssa Ramirez, Peyton Mott, and Shelby Cefalu here in the bottom of the third, where it's a 3-3 ball game. Kissi out of Manteca is a senior and a hard-throwing right-hander. A fastball gets things started against Alyssa Romero, Ramirez, who is 0 for 1 in the second game today. And is taken for a strike. Ramirez, Mott, Cefalu. Bottom three. Tie ball game. Low and away. 1-1. Ramirez, the sure-handed third baseman for the DUs. A wide open stance from the right side. Takes inside across the knees. 2-1. Oh, a low strike is called. 2-2. Boy, that was close. It's interesting the way that home plate umpires, when they switch in the games, you can really get a sense of the difference of their strike zone. And that was a low call, and this hits her. So Ramirez makes her way to first base, and that's what Juliana Santos needs right now, base runners. The Penguins, after coughing up three in the top of the third, after having scored three in the bottom of the second, and knocked back on their heels a little bit, as Holy Name's not scored all day. Seemed like the Penguins couldn't be touched. First pitch to Peyton Mott is lifted into center field. And turning second, not slowing down at all, and sliding into third base goes Ramirez. The ball gets past Serta at third on the throw in from center field. Cassidy Simon one-hopped, and Serta couldn't hold on to it. Well, the overthrow allowed Mott to go to second base. Ramirez stops at third. That's a heads-up move because Ramirez wanted to come home. But Alexandra Shamos said, no, 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 stay right here. There's nobody out. There's no reason to chance the throw home. Cefalu will stand in, who reached base on an error on Serta back in the second inning and then ended up scoring a run. So now the Penguins have two runners in scoring position against Kissi. The right-hander deals. Long fly ball into left center field is going to be a tough play. Cassidy Simon comes together with Sarah Garcia at the base of the wall. And everybody tags up. Ramirez scores. It's 4-3. Mott to third. Sacrifice fly by Cefalu. Whew. That was pretty great work by the Penguins. One down, a run in, and the Dominicans are threatening with more, and Lapinid makes her way up to the hitting area. Lapinid with an RBI bunt single and a run scored in the second inning. Kissi deals, a fastball is up and away. 1-0, Salas is on deck. Penguins regain the lead and are looking for more. Lapinid squares to bunt, third baseline, a perfecto. Serta on to first. And Lapinid is now hung up between first and second in a rundown. And she tries to slide back to first. She's called safe. Peyton Mott scored on the play. Lapinid took a huge hook around first base and got caught in a rundown. And in the pickle, it turns out Olivia O'Neill couldn't hold on to the ball. Correa got in a pickle, or ended up getting Lapinid in the pickle, and somehow she slides back into first base head first and is called safe on the bobbled play. Here's Celeste Salas. The Penguins take a 5-3 lead. Salas takes up and away, 1-0. Salas popped it back to the pitcher back in the second inning, but has had a great day defensively. Salas with two hits, an RBI, and two runs scored earlier in that 14-0 rout. Takes high, 2-0. Everything going the Penguins' way right now. As Salas pops it a mile high and up and out of play first base side. Check it, third base side. 2-1 to Celeste Salas. Waltman is on deck, just one down. Two runs are in. Lapinid at first. Back up the middle, could be two. On to second for one. O'Neill the first, not in time, and Salas beats it out. Correa at short came up with it. Tough to turn that play. So Lapinid is the second out on her way to second. And she's out six to the covering four. Salas is aboard on a fielder's choice. And here's Waltman. A two RBI single for Waltman one inning ago. Fly ball into deep left at the base of the wall. It hits the wall. And so does Garcia. The long throw in gets everybody stopped. The throw back to second. As Waltman dives back into second base. She wanted to keep going to third, but Salas was at third. So a double. Waltman wanted the RBI, but Salas was at third, so Waltman had to turn. On her way to third, she had to turn back. And the throw from Widner behind the plate back to second base had Waltman diving back in. So a double into left center for Waltman moves Salas all the way over to third base. And with two out and two runners in scoring position, here's Bella Romani. Romani, the sophomore, has an opportunity to do the Penguins right. And that's all you can ask for. Just give me a chance to get it done. Romani is being played to pull by Holy Names. Everybody shifted over the left field side. First pitch is chopped foul third baseline. Romani chops one toward first. It's scooped up by Cheshire. And she takes it to the bag herself. So Romani goes down three unassisted. And the Penguins, on a couple of knocks, score a couple of runs and go back up 5-3. We'll go top four. And coming up for Holy Names, it'll be Garcia, Chesser, O'Neill, 5-3 Penguins when we come back right here on Penguin Radio. After the Hawks scored three in the top of the third inning, the Penguins got exactly what they needed, and that was a 1-2-3 top of the fourth. 5-3 Penguins lead. It'll be Porto, Christensen, Ramirez, 1-2-3 hitters for Juliana Santos when we come back right here on Penguin Radio. We gotta go for all we know. Just a... All right, the Penguins were going to send up Vanessa Porto. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Otherwise, 0-2 in the afternoon game this morning. She had a walk and a couple of knocks and a base and a run scored. Bottom of the fourth inning, everybody, 5-3. Kissy deals, first pitch to first. That bounces off of the chest of Cheshire, and she's called safe. Oh, Cheshire. It bounced off her chest towards second. She stayed with it, grabbed it, and dove to the bag. Sid, did you see that play? Yeah, I thought she was out. Penguins get a good call. That was a bang-bang play, Cheshire. Was completely stretched out after it bounced off of her chest, and Porto gets a lucky call. So Porto is credited with an infield single. Christensen squares to bunt. Porto goes on the play. The throw is behind her. She slides into second safely. So Porto has a stolen base. Christensen behind the count, nothing and one. Only in the top of the inning, Christensen took care of all three outs for the Dominicans. Porto's over at second. She squares to bunt. Back to the pitcher. Kissy's up with it on to first. In time, the covering O'Neill. The sacrifice moves Porto over to third base. Christensen gets it done. And there's one away. Here's Alyssa Ramirez, who was hit by a pitch and ended up scoring the fourth run of the five for the mighty Dominicans. Kissy comes home. First pitch is lined into right center, and that gets Porto in. 6-3. On one pitch, Alyssa Ramirez delivers an RBI single to right center. And the Dominicans lead by three. 6-3 ball game. And here's Peyton Mott, who has scored two runs this afternoon. Mott takes off speed a breaking ball up and away. One ball on her. Cefalu is on deck. Just one out, one run in, runner at first. Mott, the center fielder, holds the hands very high, indoors. Oh, a late called strike. One. Kissy comes home. Mott offers and pops it foul first base line. She was all the way past the first base bag when she realized the ball was way, way out of play. 1-2. Mott squares early to bunt, pulls up. Kissy comes home outside, 2-2. Penguins must win this game to get to the PacWest tournament, and rips it third base line and hits the Penguin dugout. And as you might imagine, that is foul. The dugout's not in play. Count remains 2-2. Mott, cleanup batter, squares early, now pulls up and hits the exact same link in the chain link protector in front of the Penguin dugout that she did just a moment ago. Two identical foul balls, both traveling more than a million miles an hour. It really hit it hard. Hit the exact same spot. And squares early again, now pulls up and takes outside full. Three consecutive pitches. She squares very early and then pulls back Butcher Boy style. And she does it again here. It's unlikely she's going to bunt with two strikes on her. Oh, off speed, pop to second. O'Neill's got it. Two down. Cefalu, who reached in the second, an error on Ali Serta over at third. Ended up scoring a run. Then a sacrifice fly in the third. Officially 0 for 1 in the afternoon with a run scored. Takes indoors, ball one. Kissy comes home, long fly ball into left center field. On the run is Garcia at the base of the wall, and Garcia's got it. And that'll do it. Well, the Penguins are able to get one more, and so the score is 6-3. DU coming up will be Correa, Widner, and Kissy right here on Penguin Radio. Yeah, okay, a little technical issue. Penguins are back up after the names went 1-2-3. Lapinid stands in. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning, everybody. 6-3 ball game. Lapinid ahead in the count, 2-0. Lapinid, Salas, and Waltman here in the fifth. Skies it. Infield, O'Neill, one away. And here comes Solis Salas. Well, Lapina just didn't get much of it. Penguins' lead is 6. 6-3, I should say. The lead is 3. Salas stands in and takes a breaking ball. And it was a good one from Kissy, who has not thrown a lot of curveballs. But that was a perfecto. And it ends up riding a little high. I guess it wasn't a perfecto. I don't know if the ump and I saw the same pitch. Outside, 2-0. Waltman is on deck. Salas, you know, the sacrifice and reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Ahead in the count now, 3-0, after she takes low. O'Neill with a quick circle visit. A pump Kissy up a little bit. Salas takes all the way and a strike right across the belt, and she knew it. She's not going to get a better pitch than that. But Salas was taken all the way. Now that right-handed batting side of the batter's box is completely dug out, and a curveball is taken low. And Salas walks. So McKenna Daly will come in the pinch runner for Celeste Salas. She's over at first base. The hitter will be Alyssa Waltman. Waltman's 2-for-2 in the afternoon game with a couple of RBIs back in the second. And then she'll be followed by Bella Romani. One down. Daly the runner at first. Pinch running in place of Celeste Salas. Waltman the first baseman. High likelihood of a base hit. Takes a fastball upstairs 1-0. Waltman down the third baseline, a fair ball right over the top of the bag. Speeding around second and stopping at third base is Daly. Boy, she was thinking home plate. And Alexandra Shamo stopped her. Wisely, once again, because Sarah Garcia in left field had a good beat on it and has a good arm. So now the Penguins have a little something going with runners on the play, by the way. Waltman was allowed to go over to second, and she may be credited with a double. Here's the bunt from Romani, back to the pitcher, flipped back to Widner, covering home, not in time. And Daly has scored, and it's 7-3. Daly slides in safely under the tag. Romani with an RBI bunt single. Ends up at first base. Waltman stops at third. And now the Penguins have a little something going as they're looking to punch their ticket into the postseason. With a win here in this second game, they ensure a spot in the tournament. Porto stands in, squares to bunt, snap throw down to third base. Finds Alyssa Waltman scurrying back to the bag, but on the play, nobody looked as Bella Romani took second base. Still just one out, and Porto has a chance for a couple of RBIs right here. 7-3 ball game. Kissy, the right-hander, comes home. There's a breaking ball. Oh, just it's about as nasty a slider as you can throw. Starts way outside and breaks back in across the hitting area at the last instant once it snaps. Porto behind the count, nothing and two. Wind kicks up, coming straight from the pitcher to the catcher. Outside of the fastball taken. 1-2. That headwind to the batter is coming straight over the center field wall at about 20 miles an hour. It's certainly gusting to 20. And it's not a warm wind. Runners at second and third, Kissy. Deals a line drive into left field, gets away from Garcia. That's going to score two as it bounced off her shoulder. Standing in second is Vanessa Porto with a double and two RBIs. And now it's 9-3. Waltman scores, Romani scores. Can Maddie keep it going? Christensen stands in with a runner at second base. Outside for a ball, it's 9-3. We're in the bottom of the fifth, everybody. Christensen, third base line, and it gets off of the glove of Serta into left field. Porto is able to stop at third. And Christensen's aboard. I think they're going to give her a single. Serta just couldn't handle it over there. She tried to backhand it at the top of the bag. And it hit the outside piece of her glove. And by the time she came up with it, Porto had scurried into the third base bag, standing, no less. So now a circle visit, and we may have a pitching change. When we come back, we'll bring you all the info right here on Penguin Radio. Stay with us, everybody. 9-3 DU, still just one out. All right, welcome back. Kelsey Volkmar is in the circle for Holy Names. Big lefty, Volkmar, hard throwing lefty. With runners at the corners and just one down, three runs in here in the bottom of the fifth. And the first pitch is taken for a strike, and on the play, uncontested, Christensen steals second. Porto at third base. And Ramirez to short. The throw comes home. And Porto's in a rundown between home and third base. Uh-oh, and now the ball on the pickle gets away from Volkmar, who was covering home. And Porto in the pickle wins it. There's been two pickles today, and the Penguins have won both of them. One with Lapina earlier between first and second, and this with Porto between third and home. And Porto is dead, but the throw from Serta to the covering Volkmar was low and inside, and Volkmar couldn't hold on to it. On the play, the Penguins end up with Ramirez at second base, Christensen at third base. Four runs are in. It's 10-3. And Peyton Mott fouls the first pitch, a fastball down the first base line. Everything has gone the Penguins' direction today. Both games into right field, past the diving O'Neill at second, and the Penguins pick up two more. And it's 12-3, and that does it. Check it, 13-3, and the Penguins win the game. As it turns out, Peyton Mott delivers the winning hit of the day, and the Penguins, for the first time in a whole lot of years, end up making their way into the playoffs. Peyton Mott wins it for the Penguins. The final, 13-3. The DUs are pretty excited. All of the fans are super excited. I know we are. All right. Well, there you go, everybody. The Penguins managed to get it done. The scoreboard says 12-3. I think they just stopped scoring because it's got to be 10 runs after 5, and that's where the Penguins have it. So the Penguins mercy rule the Hawks two games in a row today, everybody. Well, for everybody here at Penguin Field at the John F. Allen Athletics Complex here at Dominican University, yours truly, Stuart Horn, signing off, saying thank you for spending your afternoon with us. The Penguins, by winning both games today, make it to the playoffs. And Juliana Santos and the ladies are headed to the postseason, everybody. And with any luck at all, we'll have those games for you right here on Penguin Radio. All right, thanks again. Great day. See you next time.